Hello, hello, hello. Everyone doing all right? Lovely. Is Sarah here? Where is Sarah? She's not here, sadly, but wasn't that an amazing video? Super grateful to Sarah for putting that together, because that just gives, a really lovely picture of our midweek youth group, Ignite, and hopefully you enjoyed watching it as well. So I just thought I'd start by saying a massive thank you, actually, to everyone here and to those who aren't here, because I just feel like, you know, doing youth work is definitely not a one-person job. And I just so appreciate the fact that as a church, I think we're brilliant at welcoming the youth and being a place of welcome for the youth. And I think I've got an amazing team as well who help out on Sunday mornings and during the week. But not just them, but I feel like the whole congregation welcomes and are so friendly towards the youth. And so I'm just super grateful for everyone here for being those welcoming, supporting the youth. And I feel like that's important that as a church, we help the youth and support them and show them God's love. So thank you to start off with. So as you saw, Ignite, the quick video about Ignite, is our midweek group, and that's a fantastic place where there's just youth who are not just from our church, but who have come in through friends or just connections to the church. And it's just amazing to be able to build community with them and to be able to share a bit of God's love with them. And I think we've just been seeing amazing growth within the youth, and we have about 30, I think, on average, come every week. So it's been great, because I'm also really appreciate, as John said, just the growth in team to support with that. Encounter, our Sunday morning group, has been awesome as well. We've actually had to split into two different age groups, so we split into two different groups, and we've been really encouraging, just praying for each other, hearing God's voice, and just empowering the youth to just in who they are and their gifts and their talents, and that's been awesome. Also, we have been really involved in the youth townwide youth events, so that includes Unite is once a month, an awesome service for youth, and a lot of the youth go from this church. And if you are a parent and your youth don't go, I'd really encourage, it's a great event to for the youth to come along to. So that's on a Sunday, with every third Sunday evening at 7 o'clock in town. But do ask me if you want more details. And this year as well, we had March, April, we had the Noise, which a load of the youth came along to, which served the community, and this was a great event to for the youth to serve the community and to just grow in their faith as well. And I know a lot of the youth got a lot out of that. I've also been doing, love mentoring and meeting up one-to-one with the youth, and do that as much as possible. And I know Heather Kemp has been helping out with that, and John does some mentoring with the youth as well. But on that note, that is one thing I would really like to develop and look into the future to develop. And I have just finished a part-time course up at Cliff College doing youth work, a part-time course in youth work. So I have a bit more time in my week, which is really nice, actually. So that is something that I would really like to be developing. And also just to be continuing to just be loving and supporting our youth, because, you know, they don't always have an easy time, and it's such an amazing opportunity to love and support them and to empower them. I feel like that's a big passion of mine, is to empower them in who they are and in the amazing individuals that they are when they've got so much pressure from school. So, yes, I think that's all I had to say.
Before you disappear, again, if your brain doesn't work quickly and mine doesn't, I'm a bit of an introvert, I have to process stuff and come back to it later. You may not be ready to ask a question now. There will be an opportunity for questions at the end. But is there anything anyone wants to say or ask Claire about youth ministry before we move on?
Yeah. It's not a question, but I just wanted to say thank you. My two daughters are both in the youth, and they're so blessed by you and the team of people around you. And I know it's a tremendous investment of people's time, but one of my daughters said to me last week that her faith has grown so much since we came to St. Matt's. So thank you all very much for the input.
Thank you, Claire.
Anyone else say or ask? Excellent. Okay. Claire, thank you so much, and thank you for all that you do throughout the year.
And I forgot to say how privileged I am to have such a great children's worker to hand over the...
Oh, my giddy on. This is getting worse. Sit down.